It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Oh, we are on your phone. We're on the app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app, ESPN app. Scroll down to live radio. There we are. Good morning, guys.
What up, man?
Morning. Do you know that we are presented by Progressive Insurance? Have I mentioned that?
No, you have not.
And what about the fact that you can be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line? Call 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. So what you heard coming in was us talking to the winners, two of the winners. There have been eight so far of the 10K a day giveaway, $2,500 an hour. We're giving away every hour of this show $2,500.
Money, money, money. It was what's up, though. It was cool to actually to see their reactions to it. You know what I mean? Because it's one of those things that you think you text in the winning word. Like, one guy was like, well, it was Skrilla, but then I got messed up on the spelling of it, but I still got it in. Then I got the text. Then you found out you won some free money.
So every hour, we give the winning word, different word every hour. When you hear it, you text it to 777-777-000, and that's it. You've entered for your chance to win $2,500. This is going on through December 7th. We're in day three of it.
10K a day.
It's crazy.
10K a day.
Crazy.
That money.
Please get it. So, I'm having my friends call in for it.
Yeah, I know. I need to set that up.
Put your boys on.
Yeah. Yeah. Just cheat everyone out of the money. All right. Aaron Rodgers, guys, was left for dead. Let's face it. Cowboys coming into Lambeau. Oh, the Cowboys. This is the year they're going to win the Super Bowl. Third place Cowboys. This is the year they're going to win the Super Bowl. And they go into Lambeau.
Set up game.
And Rodgers, you know, when's Christian Watson going to show up? Well, I guess the young guys showed up. And Rodgers rallied the Packers past his old coach. This is Mike McCarthy's ballyhooed return game to Lambeau. Packers win 31-28 in overtime. So here it is, guys. They're facing 4th-and-3 from the Green Bay 35. First possession of overtime Sunday. McCarthy passed on trying a 53-yard field goal into the wind, with Dak throwing an incomplete instead. Six plays later, Cowboys lost 31-28. As I mentioned, they're now in third place. Here is McCarthy on going for it.
We were right on the line. Going north was the wind. You know, obviously we won the toss. They took the wind. So, you know, we were right on the line for the field goal. And, you know, hey, to be honest with you, I felt we needed to go for it. You know, I mean, I called it on second down, especially the way the game was going. I mean, it was, you know, big play penalty, big play penalty, big play penalty. So, you know, our thing was just keep playing. We had good calls, so I'm fine with the decision. Obviously, I know we didn't convert, but, you know, 4th-and-3, just didn't convert.
Yeah, Key, like, what do you think? What do you think about them? First of all, a lot of times you don't like it when coach goes for it, but it's from the 53-yard line or 53-yard field goal from the 35 with the wind and at Lambeau and everything. What do you think?
It was the right call. It was the right call. You're dealing with the wind. You have a pulse of your team, like you said right there. It was penalty this. It was that. But on third down, CeeDee Lamb has got to separate from Alexander, the corner. He didn't separate. He ran a lazy route. Therefore, third down, Dak throws it. He got the guy draped all over him. You got to run a better route on third down and know that.
What you mean by lazy route? When you say lazy route, what do you mean?
He didn't explode off the ball. He was, you know, just, I don't know, he was pitter-patting instead of just running, setting the dude up and crossing the guy's face. Dak throws a nice ball. He's sitting there. Just get in the window. You got to get in the window. But then the fourth down comes. I thought it was the right call because you have a championship defense, so you think. Your championship defense has got to tighten the screws when Green Bay gets the football back. They didn't tighten the screws. They let him go down six plays, kick a field goal, they go home now.
Well, I feel like Mike McCarthy is the low-hanging fruit, and we're always going to get into national media. We'll get into in-the-game decisions because That's the narrative that's been following Mike McCarthy for the last year or so. But let's talk about this defense for a second, man, because the defense, to me, is the critical piece of it. Green Bay rushed for over 200 yards. Green Bay rushed for over 200 yards.
It's about time.
The defense could not do anything with their D-line on the ground. Like, that's an indictment on Dan Quinn. Even goes back to the Chicago game. The last two games have been questionable, and the way they're using Michael Parsons, like, zero sacks the last two games. Like, that has to be spoken about a little bit more as it relates to Dan Quinn. Because this defense, championship caliber, they haven't been bringing a pain the last two games. It's been more an offense.
Sounds like a fair point to me, Key. Like, what's the way that? You use the pieces, the way Quinn uses the pieces. I know Micah Parsons very versatile. He can do a lot of stuff, but you would like to see him go get the quarterback a little bit.
Well, they didn't drop back, but in the first half, I mean, the course of the game, Aaron Rodgers only dropped back about 15 times. Yeah.
Ran the ball.
The weak part of Dallas's defense has always been the run defense. And I said this a week ago. I said the week before, if they don't fix their run fits, they're going to be in trouble. And what Green Bay did is they allowed Aaron Jones along with Dylan to start to push the envelope in terms of running the ball. They should have been doing this. They wanted to throw the football because they paid Aaron Rodgers $50 million instead of deciding to say, we need to put the football in our running back's hands and allow them to do exactly what they did against the Cowboys.
You know, you think about the difference between the Eagles and the Cowboys, because I'm a Giants fan. The Giants are in second place. But realistically, there's a big talent gap, right? Eagles and Cowboys are the most talented teams in the division. And when you look at the difference, what did the Eagles go out and do in the draft? They got big dude from Georgia, right? Right in the middle. And then they got N'Kobe Dean in the third round. They shored up the middle. And when you look at both sides of the line of scrimmage, I like the Eagles' line of scrimmage probably better than anyone in football right now.
Well, the Cowboys went out and got Hankinson yep. because they wanted to shear up some, put some beef up front. But he's only been there a couple weeks. It's going to take time. They got to do a better job. You know, obviously they get the Giants and they get Saquon Barkley coming down the pipe. They got the Philadelphia Eagles coming down the pipe again. They've got to do a better job at stopping and run if they want to try to be a championship defense. And back to the field goal situation, I was saying to myself as I was watching the game, okay, you go for it, you don't get it. This defense should be able to go lights out. One of the things that I didn't like is that they didn't travel Diggs with the kid, Christian Watson, mm-hmm. as much as they should have. I thought that he should have traveled with him, but I guess maybe they figured Lazard is out there as well, so we need two corners on both sides.
The last thing I'll say about the game for the Cowboys, in order for them to tighten up to be on the same level with the Eagles, right, or the same, you know, team, get a legit chance to win a Super Bowl, last year they led the league in penalties, right? Mm-hmm. They led the league. They're top five this year again. So, yeah. Like, little things once again, tightening the screws, like those penalties, they accumulate over time, and that's been a theme since last year as well.
Yeah, it should be mentioned, even if you kick the field goal and the Packers still have time to go and win the game. It's not like it's game if you kick the field goal. That might be different, but it wouldn't have been.
But then we
I understand the decision.
Didn't we talk about we said about this so last week? This seems like it was the perfect trap game. Like, it just seems like, oh, everybody's, well, you're going to pick the Cowboys. They're on a Super Bowl run. Their defense
is elite.
What
did we say going in, Jay?
You said it.
So NFL for the Packers. I thought the Cowboys were going to win, but it's just the kind of thing that happens in the NFL. You get popped because, you know, coming over a little overconfident.
They hit right when they were supposed to. They caught them right when they needed to.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a problem going for it? 888, say ESPN. Should McCarthy have gone for it, or should he have kicked the field goal? I mean, do you have a problem with his kicking the field goal? He should have gone for it. In other words, all right, listen.
I'm surprised. Almost called him Mike. I'm surprised Max didn't mention it. Aaron Rodgers screamed at the coach.
Oh, I thought for sure that was going to happen.
Well,
I was waiting for him to do it.
Something about McCarthy, man. He's coming back to Lambeau. He's got the crew.
I'm saying,
but it's. Like, he's not going to win this game. Like, somehow.
I thought he was.
He was going to come down to a decision he was going to make, and it wasn't going to work out.
When he was up 28-14, I was like, oh, it's a wrap.
It's done. It felt like it was done, didn't it?
Want to know what the 10K a day giveaway, KJM? 10K a day
giveaway.
10K a day
giveaway.
Winning word for the hour is $2,500. Someone's winning $2,500 every hour.
KJ and Max, 10K giveaway.
It is choke. Text CHOKE to 777-000. CHOKE. to 777-000 for your chance to win $2,500.
I remember I did that to Andy Reid when we played the Eagles.
Gave him the choke sign.
All he could do was laugh. He couldn't do nothing but laugh.
Worked out well for Andy Reid.
Guys, here's the question. It's not working out well for Josh McDaniels. This is not the first time either. Jeez. How hot is that season?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Colts fired coach Frank Reich in the middle of his fifth season with the team. One day after one of Indy's worst offensive performances in 25 years.
You have Gus Bradley, you have John Fox, and we're turning to Jeff Saturday.
I love it.
Hey, as I mentioned, I'll tell you what, Jeff Saturday didn't choke. Jeff Saturday did his thing. I mentioned last segment here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, you know, we're giving away $2,500 an hour, every hour on this show through December 7th. It's a 10K a day giveaway, KJM 10K a day giveaway. We've already given away $2,500 to eight people in the first 2 days, and the winning word this hour is choke, C-H-O-K-E. You text that to 777-000. You're entered for your chance to win $2,500. But anyway, what I didn't say, Jay, and Key, is there's no purchase necessary. This ends December 7, 2022. You have to see complete rules at ESPNradio.com/contest. So, our guy, Jeff Saturday.
Yes.
Who, by the way, is racking up fines on This Just In because he keeps missing shows. But at any rate, he's now the head coach for the Indianapolis Colts and goes in his first game and pops the Raiders.
Well, I mean, he did exactly what I told him to do, which is impressive to listen as a coach. But he also popped the Raiders and Josh McDaniels, sorry ass, coming off KJM, okay, with his one little hit that he does for us on our show. He gets the job, and then he goes out to Las Vegas.
Good point.
Yeah. And on top of that, he did exactly what I told him to do.
Well,
you know what that is?
Mojo rubbed up off.
You know what I told him to do?
What's that?
Keep it under 30 attempts, okay? Make sure Jonathan Taylor goes over 100. I need the quarterback and Matt Ryan to keep him at around 20 to 28, which he did.
How's 21 of 28 for 222?
Fine. 200 yards.
That's a Keyshawn Johnson
touchdown, in a touchdown plunge on the ground. There's my plunge for 1 yard. And let Jonathan Taylor rush for a buck and some change. And that's what they did.
Was not a surprise to you that he started Matt Ryan.
Not
right?
at all. Why would I want to take over a job and go with some young dude, and I got a veteran who's won in this league for many years? Why would I do that?
Coach, you have to call Jeff Saturday coach now. Coach, why did you go back to Matt Ryan as your starting quarterback?
I saw Matt throw, and that was the first time I had seen him throw. He's coming off an injury, and he put a good practice together on Thursday. And so Friday, I told him, I was like, you know, go back to back. And again, now this is my first experience really ever seeing him throw, and he looked really good. And I wanted to talk to the staff on Friday afternoon, but I had a pretty – I knew what I was going to do, and but those, you know, I knew everybody was with it, and I felt like Matt gave us the best chance to win.
Did you see the sidelines, though? I mean, the sidelines were as if every coach on that staff, they were having fun. Like, they were engaged in the battle with Jeff Saturday as the leader. And for anybody, like, look, you can question whether you thought Jeff should have gotten the job or not, right, due to his relationship with Jim Irsay. But I did want to address something real quick in Bill Cowher, because he made a pretty profound statement. He said, for an owner to hire a coach who has never been an assistant at the college level or a pro level, it's a disgrace to the coaching profession, end quote, by Bill Cowher.
Well,
So Nathaniel Hackett, how is that working out? He's been part of the professional coaching rankings, right? How's that working out for Denver right now? Steve Kerr, no professional coaching experience, but he's gone on to win multiple world championships. That's worked out pretty well for him.
Well, you talk about Nathaniel Hackett. Well, hell, they just beat Josh McDaniels. And he got all the coaching experience in the world, right?
Yeah, look, I get why people...
All the coaching experience.
I get like why an old grizzled coach would feel that way. And I understand the talks about white privilege and how this happens for white guys. Doesn't happen for black dudes, right? Like, they don't just... But all that said... Jeff's my dude, man. I'm happy for him. And the bottom line is, he got the job. That's already done. Now, what's he going to do with it? He just went out and won game one.
See, y'all laughed at me when I said he's going to run the table. I got one. I got one in my back pocket now.
That's it.
I got one in my back pocket. But let's flip it to the Raiders side of football.
Yeah.
What are they doing? What are the Raiders doing? What is Josh McDaniels doing? I don't understand. You got rid of Rich Bisaccia to bring in Josh McDaniels. He came in and turned the roster upside down, shook it up a little bit, and now look at them. In fact, you got your quarterback so distraught and so emotional, he came to the podium with tears. Unbelievable.
I mean, you listen to Derek Carr at that podium, Max. You can hear it.
Listen. To Derek Carr at the podium.
Not listen.
Here he is.
Just pissed off about some of the things, you know, that a lot of us try and do just to practice. What we put our bodies through just to sleep at night. And for that to be the result of all that effort pisses me off. Pisses a lot of guys off. It's hard knowing what some guys are doing. Like I said, just to practice what they're putting in their body just to sleep at night. Like, just so we can be there for each other. And I wish everybody in that room felt the same way about this place. And as a leader, that pisses me off, if I'm being honest.
He wishes everybody in the room
would feel that about
the
place.
Same way.
That tells you something, don't it?
I wonder who he's talking about.
You going to fire Josh McDaniels already?
Yeah, I would.
I don't think they are.
No, I would. He would be gone.
I don't think they are. I think they're going to clean house. Because for me, when I hear Derek Carr talk about everybody else in the room feel that certain way, that means everybody's not on the same page.
But he's not talking about the team, right?
Because it doesn't sound like he's talking about the team. Because he said,
I don't think he's talking about the coaching.
Because he said, knowing what these guys are going through to get up and play and all, and, you know, just to get in the bed and doing all that, he's saying the team and players are giving effort to get out on the field.
Doesn't sound like he's singling out teammates. Like Aaron Rodgers to me sounded like he's singling out teammates. Derek Carr is certainly pointing to someone. It does not sound like a teammate.
And in terms of cleaning house, they done cleaned house already. It ain't no more house cleaning they can do.
So would you say coaching staff, Key? Who else could be referring to?
I would think he's probably
front
talking
office?
To I would think he's talking to the people upstairs.
Right.
Meaning the front office and the coaching staff.
Right. People making decisions.
In all honesty, I would fire Josh McDaniels though. I can't sit around and watch this as an owner again. I just can't. Okay.
Would you, Jay, would you fire Josh McDaniels?
I can't.
He's paid him a lot of money.
Yeah.
Early in the season. I mean, is it just the coaching? Like, I really wonder. A lot of questionable decisions. There were games that were right there. I get that. But it feels like there's something different in that locker room.
They were in the playoffs last year. A play or two from advancing. They fired Rich Bisaccia and brought in Josh McDaniels and, you know, moved some pieces around on the roster. And here's the results.
They were playing for Rich Bisaccia. Whether or not he's considered an offensive genius or whatever, they were playing for him. Key, I don't need an offensive genius. You know what I need, Key?
Jeff Saturday.
I need 21 for 28 with 222. I need one in the air and one plunge and good stout defense.
I just want to say, Max, how many times have I given you that stat line?
It's the exact stat line.
And every time I give it to you, that team wins.
That stat line that Key refers to is almost undefeated. It's almost undefeated. All right. I mean, look, if it was another way, I would say, Key, it's not true, but look, you can't deny it. That's what it is. Bills and Vikings, boy, I'm still getting over that. Oh, my God, what a game. Is Josh Allen regressing?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
When he went no huddle and they started to make plays.
All the big games but light on time? Let us catch you up.
Definitely not fun ever playing against no huddle offense.
Let's run the no huddle.
Whether you huddle, whether you don't huddle, still comes down to just the execution.
We're going to run the no huddle in a second. You can join the conversation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Which team had the biggest win Sunday? Was it the Packers in that game with the Cowboys? Was it the Vikings in that thriller with the Bucks? Sorry, with the Bucks, with the Bills. Was it the Bucks overseas against Seattle? Was it Jeff Saturday's debut, the Colts? No Huddle is brought to you by Omega Accounting Solutions. To schedule your free ERC consultation, call 800-704-2000 or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com. It is time for No Huddle.
Vikings, and Bills.
Hey, listen, the Vikings, that game was, I think it's still going on.
It was the game of the year.
It was the game of the year. Yes. By the way, by so much. That game, and the last play of the game, you're like, okay, just when you thought, okay, now I get it. The Bills are about, no. Josh Allen had a shot to pull it off in overtime, but he threw an interception directly into cornerback Patrick Peterson's hands in the end zone, sealed a 3-point win for Minnesota. Marked Allen's fourth red zone interception in the past 2 weeks, and the Vikings stunned the Bills 33-30 in overtime. Here's Josh Allen after the game.
Losing sucks. Sucks this way even worse. Horrendous second half. I gotta be better. We gotta be better.
So here's the question. Is Josh Allen, the guy who our very own James Steele says, yes, he's even better than Patrick Mahomes. I keep saying, James, are you kidding? Come on, Mahomes better than Allen. But is he regressing?
Keith? No, not at all. I think when you look at the situation, he played, he gutted it out. No one expected him to play. We all thought that Case Keenum was getting ready to play, but he toughed it out. It's an unfortunate throw at the end of the game. Whenever you double clutch the football, and Dan Orlovsky to explain that as he comes on with us later on, as well as Coach Rex Ryan. You cannot double clutch, especially in the red zone. When you reload, you cock and you reload, that is the worst thing you can do. Because it gives the defensive back who's covering the notion that you're getting ready to throw in that spot, and Patrick Peterson undercut.
So if you think about it, the Dolphins, the Jets, and now the Vikings, all games that down the stretch, Josh Allen has made critical mistakes in which the team has lost. Right? Well, like that's the way it is.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's regressing, but no. I think it's just critical errors at critical junctures of the game.
Up until that point, he was balling.
But I will say this, more importantly, Kirk Cousins is a top 10 quarterback, Max. Do you like those?
No.
You're still saying no, Max?
I'm saying no too. I'm saying no now. Yeah, I'm saying no now.
I'll give him credit. He better than Mariota. Like that ship has sailed for me, right? I would say that he is probably 12 to 14.
Are you a believer that Kirk Cousins actually in the big games can get the job done to help your team?
No.
Hey, but wait, personnel that you have around the quarterback helps. So when you have Justin Jefferson making a one-handed grab,
Justin Jefferson
plays like that
is out yeah, of but his that, mind.
There should I mean, have been, one Kirk, of the best Kirk Cousins should have walked away with about 5 interceptions in that game. All he got to do is catch the football. He should have walked away. He should have been 5 INTs accredited.
I just laughed so it finds out. Like, so the Vikings win a big time game.
And that's good.
But you know why? That's why I talk about he does. He does.
But now we're going to say that can't get it done when it
Cousins
counts.
Had some good throws, on, but let's focus on quarterbacks people care about, okay? Josh Allen is out of the MVP talk right now.
Yes.
You can't, just like when Lamar was making bad decisions in the fourth quarter, he dropped.
But you know who could be an MVP conversation in the future?
Not could.
Justin Fields.
There you go, bang.
I was going to say Tua Tagovailoa. Who would have taken Tua over Josh Allen a few weeks ago? But now, some people might. All right, look. Time for the next down, guys.
Lions at Bears.
The Lions.
Lions
overcome a big effort by Justin Fields, boy. They beat the Bears 31-30. Justin Fields ran for 147 yards and 2 scores after going for 178 the previous week against Miami. Came the only quarterback ever in the Super Bowl era with multiple rushing touchdowns of 60-plus yards in the same season. Now, in spite of the dominant run game, Fields completed just one pass for 6 yards in the fourth quarter. All right, let's talk to the QB after the game. Tell us about that offense putting up points, but you're not winning.
We're putting up, 30 points a game. So just finish when we get those, late game drives.
What's missing from the finish?
Execution. Just finish. I mean, pretty simple.
Wee! All right, what's it going to take for the Bears to win close games? Key, Fields was keep, before he was putting up the numbers, he was keeping them in games. Now he's putting up the numbers and they're losing close. What's it going
to
take?
It's just going to take them to get to next year and start to get some players around him. Same sort of thing that the Philadelphia Eagles have done with Jalen Hurts. The same sort of thing that the Buffalo Bills did with Josh Allen. What the Baltimore Ravens have tried to do with Lamar Jackson. What the Chicago Bears have essentially have done is they've gone to those three organizations' film and have looked at the Bills, looked at the Ravens, and looked at the Eagles to implement some of that style of play in Chicago's offense over the last several weeks. And that has helped Jalen Hurts. They're starting to understand who he is, Jay, as a quarterback.
Run the ball. Let him make plays with his feet. I mean, let's go back to that draft. Is there any question now that you're looking at that draft and you're saying Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, then Justin Fields? Okay.
Like, right, give me now, Justin Fields first. Right now, he's one.
Yes, number
he's
one.
He's one.
Yeah. It depends on what you want it, though.
If you want, I want good players.
But you know, but you know how it is, though. Some people don't like that style. I know. It's like,
really?
Think about it.
You know what he needs to do?
Lamar Jackson went at the end of the draft.
And maybe if he grew his hair long and dyed it blonde.
In the first round, at the end of the first round. Think about it. He went to, he lasted to the last pick, and it took Ozzie Newsome to say, you know what? I'm retiring, but that's going to be, this is going to be my last pick. Some people just don't like that style.
I mean, it seems to me Justin
like
is going to be able to play in a lot of styles
it.
Before it's all over.
I like it.
All right. Next down.
Browns at Dolphins.
Tua Tagovailoa stays hot. He throws for three more TDs in Miami's rout of the Cleveland Browns. Completed 25 of 32 passes for 285 and three TDs, which is, I would say, key on the high end of what you will tolerate from a quarterback, right? It hasn't gone overboard, but a little more than that, and you're like, it's too much. This is like the Keyshawn
cool.
Johnson stat line, but on steroids. Okay. This is his third straight game, Tua, with three TD passes. Since returning in week 7, Tua has 10 TD passes against zero interceptions. Tyreek Hill on his quarterback after the game.
What I tell y'all, number one is special. Number one, oh, there he is, that surprise guest. Oohs. Don't fans for the win, baby. Cheat in the building. I'm out.
Do the Dolphins have the most explosive offense in the NFL? Is it the most explosive offense in the NFL?
They got the two fastest wide receivers, so I would say it probably is the most explosive.
An accurate quarterback.
Oh, well, yeah. When you talk about explosive quarterback, I mean explosiveness, you're talking about those two receivers. The quarterback is playing lights out, hands down. There's no question about it. You can't take away from what he's been able to do so far. 10 touchdowns and zero interceptions. It's pretty doggone good, man.
Pretty good.
I mean, it's pretty good football.
Tua is on the heels of Patrick Mahomes for the MVP right now.
Yeah.
He's two. He's
who
right
else
there.
Who else would be there? It'd be Mahomes, one, two,
I just,
two.
I love
Jalen Hurts,
this
three.
Whole season to start off with, he's not the quarterback. He's not. And all he's been doing is answering the bell, right?
That's good for him,
That's
though.
All he's been
Because at the beginning of the year, he wasn't the quarterback.
But more than that, guys, more than that, he, I don't care what you call it, that's a concussion, right? And then he followed that when he's wobbled.
Yeah.
Then 4 days later, he's back in. It happens again. His arms are rigid. Let's not forget that. And it looked to me like his career could be in jeopardy. Season's over. The dude has come back from that. By the way, whether
Fall
that's
back.
Wise or foolish, he has come back from it and has become an MVP-level player. That, to me, you get extra for that.
I don't think anybody in their right mind at the start of the season would have thought that he would be on this record pace, breaking record pace. Nobody, not his own coaches, thought that.
But we talk about explosive offense, and obviously you're going to mention Waddle and mention Hill, but Hill didn't have a great game yesterday.
No.
So Raheem Mostert, like what they got on the ground, Jeff Wilson Jr., which they newly acquired, they utilized him. The way Mike McDaniel is utilizing this offense,
ding, ding,
like,
ding.
That deserves praise.
We don't talk about him enough in Coach of the Year. We say Daboll because what he's doing with the Giants, Sirianni because he's undefeated. Mike McDaniel 100% needs to be in the Coach of the Year conversation. He's a rookie head coach. He's doing this.
Yeah,
look
he
at how
be,
he unlocked that
I think
thing.
Because the team would have pieces around it already, and they were already like a playoff team.
He's like Steve Kerr going to the going to the Warriors or something like that.
But then you still got Brian Daboll, who's just cooking away, and obviously Nick Sirianni's doing what he's doing.
All right, listen.
But Jeff Saturday, if he runs the table.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Why are you yelling?
All right, listen.
Am I
we are going no huddle. Looking at some of the top
Be
games
quiet,
of
Jay.
The weekend, and we're up to our fourth down here, guys.
Chargers at 49ers.
So Christian McCaffrey with the TD, stout D, and it leads the Niners past the Chargers 22-16. McCaffrey ran for the go-ahead TD with 7:54 to play. Niners pitched a second-half shutout to beat the L.A. Chargers. McCaffrey had just 38 yards on 14 carries, but 4 catches for 39 yards in the pass game. Jimmy G, what do you say to fans that aren't impressed with this win?
Tell them we got the W tonight, and that's more important than any 72 points. No, it's No, that's just that's the style of defense these guys play, though. They take away, you know, stuff like that and make it hard on you, make you do those 10, 15 play drives that we had to do tonight. And it's not going to be flashy, but, you know, W is a W, and I hope the fans are happy with that.
You know what's funny, guys? I know Tua is better than Jimmy G, but, like, certain similarities, you know, getting the ball out quick, stuff like that. And then I'm not even putting two and two together. I'm like, oh, Mike McDaniel, right? Like, this dude has some secret sauce, Key.
No question, but think about they won this game. The statistical numbers aren't glowing. They're not, like, eye-popping. But Jimmy G did everything I needed him to do. He threw the attempts under 30, even though he didn't have a touchdown, but he did not turn the football over.
That's, like, the most important
thing. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Z goose egg on the interception line.
Throw the ball away if you have to.
Throw it in the third row.
That's it. Don't throw it in the third row.
You got weapons like CMC. You got all the pieces, but your defense comes to play every single night. That's what you hang your hat on, too.
D was balling.
Come on, man.
Who do you like in the NFC West? Do you think the Niners can catch Seattle, Jay?
Yeah, Seattle. Yeah, Seattle.
I think the Niners are the team. We may mention this in the NFC. I think they're the surprise team, like underdog team that nobody's really counting as much. But they can make a Super Bowl run, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Last Thursday on NFL Live, Adam Schefter reported that the San Francisco 49ers would be getting about 11 of their players back off IR and whatnot. I switched everything around once I learned that. I said, well, I'm with the 49ers in front of Dallas. You know, it's Eagles 49ers for
even
me.
Even the name players, like the splashy name players, are tough, hard-nosed football players. When you think of Debo and McCaffrey and Kittle, right, those are the type dudes you want on your team, even without the great athletic ability and everything. It's the attitude on top
of it.
And
McCaffrey's just getting going.
Just getting going.
He just got there.
But it still feels like nobody talks about the Niners like that yet.
Yeah.
Right? Like insiders, football insiders will talk about it from an overall, like, fan perspective. Like, people aren't saying, oh, like, they're going to be Super Bowl champs.
Well, because they got the
that's what I'm saying. They're exactly.
They got the good-looking quarterback that everybody loves.
He does is throw it 22 times.
That's all I need him to do.
17 for 22.
That's all I need him to do.
One touchdown, no interceptions.
You're exactly where you want to be.
Yep.
Please don't don't talk about us.
Here's the question. The Niners with a nice win, but the Vikings had an amazing win in the best game of the season, at least, right? The Packers with a huge win against the Cowboys in McCarthy's return to Lambeau, and it goes to overtime. The Bucs go overseas and beat an excellent Seattle team, and the Colts win Jeff Saturday's debut. Which team had the biggest win on Sunday? 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776, Dennis in Delaware.
Guys, thanks for taking my call. I do think it was the Dolphins because, you know, I'm a longtime Dolphin fan for about 40 years, and I questioned whether they were going to be legit or not. But three consecutive games in a row of scoring over 30 points. And, you know, the new running back from San Francisco that they got, you know, the guy runs for 119 yards yesterday. So the Dolphins are going into their bye week. They're really feeling good about themselves. You know, I felt the same way you did, Max, that the Dolphins made a mistake by drafting Tua over Justin Herbert. But you know what? I don't feel that way anymore. I think we're headed in the right direction. Huge win for the Dolphins yesterday going into the bye week. And I think they're going to pour it on down the stretch. I think they're the Cincinnati Bengals this year that were last year.
By the way, it could be, Dennis. And by the way, guys, I always liked Tua. I didn't love him, but I liked him. But he's making some people fall in love. Now, Jay is in love. I like Tua. I think Jay loves him.
What's not to like about him? What's not to love about him?
Yeah, now it's
What does he do that you don't like?
He reads defenses quickly, gets the ball out fast, and he's accurate down the field, actually.
And he's a great teammate.
Yeah, and he's tough. He's just, you know, Key's only issue is this. If Tua were 2 inches taller, Key would be fine. He'd be fine.
No,
a little short.
You know, based on what he's been doing this year, I'm okay with him. But that's through 9 games, okay? That's 9 games or whatever it is. There's more games to go. There's seasons to go.
Yep.
But he's headed on the right. He is certainly headed on the right track. No question about it. The team, like Dennis said, when you looked at this team at the beginning of the year, new coach, what are they going to be? What are they going to be? Now we see that they got some stuff. Now, the weather's going to change in a minute. That weather's going to change. They're going to get on the road. They're going to have to go to Foxborough. They're going to have to go to Buffalo. So let's see if that style, South Florida style, is portable when the weather changes.
But you know what? There was a mind at work with this team. You know, sometimes like you're like, oh, they had a plan. When they got Tyreek, and it's like, what are you doing? You already have a guy like that. But Tyreek's not an every down type. Or, you know, like, you're not going to throw to Tyreek 15 times, whatever. No, no. Mike McDaniel had a plan.
Yeah.
And this is what you always see when someone has a blueprint ahead of time. They have a strategy, right? A map.
Yeah.
It just feels different. Here we have it. There's a mind at work here. Cody in Illinois, who had the biggest win on Sunday?
Max, I'm coming for you, man. I called last Wednesday because you weren't giving Kirk any credit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What now? They just beat the top seed. Pretty much the top team in the AFC, everybody thinks.
Well,
yeah. Got a hot take for you. This is a Super Bowl matchup. This is a Super Bowl before the Super Bowl.
Cody,
they won. The Vikings won as a team. There's no question about it. They almost lost the game because of the quarterback. The quarterback had some nice throws, but he also had a receiver in Justin Jefferson that bailed him out multiple times. So, you know, I get it. I understand he's a nice little quarterback, but we ain't getting ready to just turn it up like that. No, we ain't going to do that. I ain't going to let you do Max like that.
No, but give him credit for the win. And yep. By the way,
I did give him credit for the win.
Great players bail out players all day long.
And you have to know who your personnel is.
LeBron James got bailed out by Ray Allen hitting the three in the corner. That doesn't mean anything.
Cousins also knows who he's throwing to. He's throwing to a guy who can make a great
pass. At some point, that other player ain't going to be able to bail you out.
Yeah, but Eli Manning got bailed out by my cousin David Tyree. Like, it happens in critical junctures of the game. Like, that's sports.
Put it this way. Kirk Cousins, these things, as Key would say, as Stephen, are fluid. That's not set in stone. When I did one to Kirk Cousins, I had him at 16. I was clearly incorrect. He should be, at worst, Kirk Cousins is the 14th best quarterback in the NFL, but he might be the 12th best quarterback in the NFL.
He's
something
fine.
Like that. That's good. That's high average.
But nobody's kicking open the door to go get Kirk Cousins.
Right.
It's fine.
Lewis in Michigan. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Who had the biggest win on Sunday?
First, let me say, Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, you guys are the greatest, man. Let me tell you, I listen to you every morning.
So true.
So now that I lose your respect, I'm going to say the Detroit Lions. Hopefully I don't lose your respect with that. But the reason I say that is simply because of Dan Campbell and that coaching staff and that team. We've just been in disarray for years. And Keyshawn, J. Will, I feel you would agree with me on this. I've run through a wall for Dan Campbell. And I'm starting to see them boys do the same thing out there. And I'm just hoping that it could turn around this franchise, just get moving forward with this mentality that he's bringing. So,
yeah, look at the last 3 weeks, guys. Look at the last 3 weeks. They lose to the Dolphins by 4 points, a close game, right? 31-27. And then they get the Packers. They pop the Packers. Packers go to Detroit and the Lions win. And then the Lions are on the road in Chicago and Justin Fields is going off. And the Lions win. That's two wins in a row, but it's almost three. Like, that's as well as Detroit's done in a long time.
Before you get into your breakdown, Hutchinson is a star. He is an absolute star. If you are a Detroit Lions fan, that young man is your future, and he just embodies every aspect of what Dan Campbell is on the field. I mean, why are you laughing, Kia? He's a superstar, man.
No, I'm laughing because he looks like a little Dan Campbell.
He looks like Dan. He moves, man.
I got to watch him a little bit more because I watched him at Michigan. I just hadn't had a chance. I mean, Detroit. Like, I'm not going to – that's the game in the far right corner with the little TV. It is.
They don't have a signature quarterback that everyone's looking to watch. They don't have a lights-out defense. They don't give you a reason to watch.
They're the early Thanksgiving Day game.
Have you watched Hard Knocks at all?
I have not watched it this year yet.
You got to watch it.
I love Hard Knocks. I just, there are only so many hours in the day. Did Mike McCarthy's decision to go for it in overtime cost the Cowboys the game? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.